right here. Just pay attention to us. The Middle Children.
Hello, I'm Jesse Jollis.
And I'm Chris Burns.
And this is
Middle Children.
Wow.
Oh, you know, it's really a shame American Idol isn't doing auditions right now because of COVID.
I know.
Isn't that fucked up?
It's not right.
It's how long am I supposed to wait?
It's not right. To start your life.
For my star to rise.
Yeah, it's your star is too high to be told to dull down. Chris, Winnie is here with me in Maryland.
Oh, yeah. So you've had quite the little week, huh?
Boy, did we. Yesterday, I drove back with her. And
how long is the drive?
4 hours.
Mm.
She was drugged. But
Yeah.
So she had a nice car ride, and then, you know, she's just been actually she's someone having like an anxious pattern physically. Like she just keeps circling the room over and over.
Well, she's probably figuring out her space.
Thank you for knowing that.
And she can probably smell the other animals.
Let me tell you something. Ollie, the other cat, is like trying to knock the door down.
See, maybe what if they got along?
I think they will because Ollie is pumped to be with her. And Winnie is obviously like, who the hell is that?
And see, that's what I appreciate. I love when someone's like, I'm so excited to know you.
This is like a Hallmark movie, to be honest. He's obsessed. She's like, please, no. But
I'm a high-powered executive from New York.
In the middle of nowhere with a scratcher that doesn't even work. So do me a favor and back off. And he's like, you're going to come around. And when you do, I'm going to be your favorite playmate.
I'm only here to take care of my crazy mother, my ailing mother.
Yeah, who's losing it. So excuse me if I'm a little tense. So right now she's just staring at the door, but she's on the bed. And that's good because she was hiding under the bed a majority of last night.
But she'll get through that, and I think it'll be more important. You'll feel more relaxed knowing that she's there.
Exactly. And I see her, and she is just truly doing just great.
I'm surprised she hasn't come put her butt in front of the camera when she hears my voice.
You see? So that's how you can tell she hasn't fully owned the space yet. She hasn't even gotten on the desk yet.
Oh, you know, it's the headphones. She must not hear me.
She can't hear you because she loves your voice, just like a lot of children do.
Children do like my voice. See, I do have a very, I think, soothing voice when I talk like this, or people find it soothing.
Yes.
And I only think that because I've had people, when I was a server, this was my server voice, I would be like, hi guys, how are you? Very soothing, quiet. And I remember several times people said, like, you have such a soothing voice. I'm like, really? I always thought I had a gay, annoying voice.
You see?
And once it was like the middle of a very busy brunch and I'm going crazy in my head. But then a woman was like, do you always have such a calmness about you? And I'm like, oh, honey, if you only knew what was going on inside this brain.
Sweetheart, I am a duck. Okay? Underwater, I'm flailing.
So a side of avocado? Great. Let me pop another pill.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Well, it's a soothing voice. It really is.
How's the car ride? See, I love a good car ride when I'm driving because you can't belt. Nothing hits like a good sing-song session in the car.
Ain't it the truth? Yes. On the way back to New York, my friend Claire, who picked me up, we sang Hamilton. We sang...
Claire drove with you. That's nice.
Isn't that nice?
Yeah.
Yeah, I felt... very lucky. And
was she driving from her home?
From the city.
Where was she coming from?
The city.
She came to pick you up?
She came halfway to pick me up and then brought me halfway back.
Oh, that's a good friend.
That's I mean, talk about a great friend. She's unbelievable.
I thought she was like coming through anyway. That's so sweet.
No, she just, and it was so great because I'm a stress case when it comes to winning myself.
Yeah.
My dad keeps being like, just have really calm energy. I'm like, okay, yeah. Calm? Okay, got it. Like calm.
You said calm, so should I like shake? Like, calm in what way?
Yeah, I'm like, okay.
If she can see me smashing my face against the wall, do you think she'll pick up on those vibes?
Exactly. I'm like, absolutely calm energy. So, and I didn't bring my weed with me back to New York, which was a huge mistake. Huge mistake. Jesse. I don't know why I did that. So last night I really was like, I'm going to get high as a kite.
Oh, and I did. You do have your weed there. So good for you.
Yes. So thank God for that. You know, how are you? How's life with you?
I've had a very anxious week also. Mm. And I'm not sure why.
Okay.
I just like, you know, when you feel super anxious and you're like, what? Why?
Yes.
It has been like that for like all week long. And I wasn't really sleeping well. But then last night I was like, you know what? I'm going to get high as a kite.
Yes.
And then I also got these like organic sleep aids, you know? And I was going to save this for I love that. But I love them.
You love them? What are they, a pill? Sleep.
But they're like chewable. I got them. Ooh. They're like USDA approved.
If they're approved by the USDA?
Yeah.
I mean, they're approved for me.
And they're approved for also as organic.
Oh, that's amazing. My mom would love that.
So, you know, I chewed some of those puppies up, watched a couple episodes of Forensic Files. I was out like a light until about 20 minutes ago.
Oh my God, I'm obsessed with that. That's unbelievable.
So, you know, I know you're waking up at the crack of dawn. You're a morning gal now.
The literal crack of dawn. And this morning I woke up to go for a walk and I woke up early so I could be on time for this. And then it's raining, so we didn't walk. I was a little bit like, oh, so I could have slept.
See, I was hoping that it would be raining when I woke up because I am supposed to mow the lawn later.
Oy.
And I was like, ugh.
Wow, you mow the lawn. That's something I don't understand mowing.
Yeah. Well, my dad keeps on being like, mow the lawn. And I'm like, it's hot. It's too humid today. So
mow it, like touch it, or like mow it with the machine. Okay.
Like with the whole thing and the.
Yeah. It's hot and it shakes you.
Yeah. I'm like, I've got TV to watch.
I have to watch TV, unfortunately. But sorry. I think maybe after I watch TV, I could possibly.
But it could be dark out by then, so who knows?
It's dangerous if it's dark. We know that. So maybe I'll do it tomorrow or the next day, even.
And that's how we got here. So
yeah. Wow.
But, you know, other than that, I'm doing
other
good.
Other than that, yeah.
Who knows when I'll be back to the city? Who knows when you'll be back to the city?
Ain't it the truth? I mean, because now that Winnie's here and we're going to have a very hello, smooth transition, you know, I'm feeling like late September, early October.
See, I was feeling stressed for you because I'm like, Jesse needs to get that cat there.
I know.
Because she's not going to be truly at peace in Maryland until she has the cat there.
Absolutely.
Which I do understand. So, yeah, I'm like, will I have a December in Albany? Who knows?
Wow. Christmas in Albany.
You know, the thing is, I'm still paying the rent. I have a place to go in New York.
Yes.
But I miss my roommate, of course. But yeah. I am happy to just kind of be chilling and having that I need to, you know, I miss, like, I had a show last night, an online show.
Wow.
And see, here's the thing. I miss an audience.
I know.
I'm like, I can't tell if what I'm saying is offensive or funny.
Look who's come to say hi.
Winnie's coming to put her butt up. There, she feels at home now.
Yeah, she knows mom's right here and everything is fine.
Oh, she's giving me her face.
She's giving face right now, for sure.
Normally, I just get butthole.
Look at her. She's looking around. She's doing her thing. Down she goes. But you see, that
yeah,
was
she's
good.
Getting there.
She is. She's getting there. She's moving around. She's doing the whole Shazam.
Plus, she has that window. She can see new things.
Exactly.
I feel like cats like that.
And I got her a hammock for it.
And I bet she likes the ability to look into the living room through that window.
That one I have closed right now because I feel like it, when we first got here, she was like, what in the world is happening that way? And I was like, is that too much right now?
It's like doing Molly at a carnival. It's just sensory overload.
It's a lot, you know? She's only done Molly outside.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Of course.
Yeah, yeah. Which I love for her.
Should we play a little game?
Let's jump in.
All right, guys. You guys really seem to love this segment.
They love it.
We've gotten a lot of messages about this, so we're going to play a quick round of...
I love that for you.
Do you want to go first or shall I?
I could go first.
Great.
Let me tell you something. So I don't know if you know this about me. I think actually you do. You, what's my coffee order, Chris?
Okay, so what Jessie's coffee order? She wants... an iced coffee, typically, with some almond milk and a sprinkle of cinnamon.
A, that's a great best friend because he knew it. He didn't even blink. And B, you're 100% correct. Okay, that is my coffee order. But let me explain to you something. When I've been here, my parents are like, we have this soy creamer. I'm like, creamer? I don't do creamer. I just do milk. Let me say something. I think that creamer is crack cocaine and your girl's an addict. Because I had some and I was like, wait, so coffee can literally taste like dessert and that's we're cool with that? Like, it is so good. And I mean, I think I am addicted because when I go back to just almond milk, I'm like, wait, this is not good. This is not what it didn't taste the way it did before, which before that I loved that order. That was my order. But now I'm like, but where's that sweet, sweet cream?
Jessie, I love that.
Yeah.
And that's it. Because let me tell you something. Coffee creamer was handmade by God. Okay?
Yes.
Because, let me tell you something about coffee creamer.
Yeah.
I love coffee creamer. Hazelnut coffee creamer. It adds a whole new...
Element
to the coffee. I feel like in New York, we're like raised... born bread to be like black coffee splash almond.
Exactly.
And give me attitude while you hand it to me.
Yeah.
Or else I can't taste it.
Yeah.
But upstate they're like, we have 5,000 coffee creamers. Which one would you like?
Bush.
And see, Coffee Mate creamer. So I'm allergic to dairy as well.
Right.
Coffee Mate creamer, I couldn't do. My mom starts buying International Delight. And I'm like, well, this is an interesting switch.
Yes.
And then I'm like, I really need to get off the dairy because I find it's been affecting me a lot more. I read the label. It's lactose free. The regular International Delight. I'm enjoying a cup of Joe right now with a big splash of hazelnut.
See, that's a treat. And that's what's also different because I miss going to Starbucks. But at Starbucks, they don't have Coffee Mate.
No.
They don't have... soy creamer. So this hasn't even been an option. So now that it is, I'm like, is my coffee better than Starbucks? Like, yes.
Yeah. Starbucks sucks. Pales in comparison to a homemade coffee with creamer. I mean, something about starting the day with a dessert flavor in your mouth is just iconic.
It's like, you know, it's hard to wake up. You need that coffee to give you a hug. And with a creamer, it's like a kiss, a pat on the back, a compliment, you know, new blouse. I mean, I'm like, yeah, I'm ready for the day. I'm ready for the week.
A nice airy blouse when you're not bloated at all. That's what it feels like.
Oh, my God. What a treat to not be bloated.
All right, Jessie, what I'm loving right now?
Yeah, what are you loving?
Okay, so as I told you, I was like, I'm feeling anxious. I need to put on a movie that will make me feel not anxious, you know?
Yes.
And I'm looking, I'm like, what are some new releases? Okay, do you remember the film Lemony Snicket's A Series of Unfortunate Events?
Yes, I do.
So I popped that puppy on, okay? I hadn't seen it.
Now, the movie or the series?
The movie.
Okay, with Meryl Streep.
With Meryl Streep and Jim Carrey.
Iconic, okay.
And the... Catherine O'Hara is in it as well.
Okay.
If you watch, this movie was made by somebody that's very well connected in the comedy Hollywood world. Because there are so many
cameos.
There are so many cameos. Dustin Hoffman is in it with one line.
No, he's not.
Like, there is so many random superstars that have one line in this movie.
Oh my God.
And Jim Carrey, crazy as he may be.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something. That man can act.
Yes.
I mean, truly, out of this world.
Out of the world.
I'm loving. I've watched it twice since then.
Wow.
So.
Let me say this. I love that. And that's all she wrote.
Thank you.
Because if you tell me Jim Carrey, I'm already there. I'm waiting in line. I love him. He is an amazing actor. And if you're telling me that there are comedians that are like, yeah, we're going to, I've never seen the movie. I'm about to watch it. Because if you tell me that it's like a beautiful escape.
You are going to live for it. It's okay. Beautifully done. And like,
oh, the set design
funny.
Is stunning, isn't it?
Set design is stunning. Meryl Streep lives on like a weird cliff thing.
Yes.
I mean, it's so, so good. And like funny while also being not like, the narration is also so funny because the narrator's like, I have to tell you this very sad story. And I don't want to tell you that this is how it's going to be, but it is. But like with a very soothing British accent the whole time.
Oh, gosh.
And that led me to, have you ever seen the movie For Your Consideration?
No.
Okay. So I'm loving, always have been loving. Christopher Guest film. So the most well-known is Best in Show, probably.
Yes, 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 yes.
Like Waiting for Guffman, yes. A Mighty Wind. They're all like the same people. Parker Posey, Catherine O'Hara, Eugene Levy.
Mm-hmm.
For Your Consideration's the newest one, okay? And it's underrated. And it is so good. You need to watch. You will love
it. I'm watching it. What's it about?
It's supposed to be like a smaller budget movie. Yes. Starring Catherine O'Hara as like a very dramatic mother in the South. And the movie's ridiculous and horrible. And then it starts garnering some Oscar buzz.
Mm.
And Catherine O'Hara is like freaking out because it's like Jane Lynch and Fred. Oh my God. What's his last name? He just died. The older one. Oh my God, I know his name like my own. But he plays like in Best in Show, he's the announcer that's like...
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. He died?
Yeah.
Oh.
Willard, Fred Willard, I think. Him and Jane Lynch play like Hollywood stars, like a show like E.T. Tonight.
Yes.
And they'll be like... It's just so funny. And then Catherine O'Hara at the end has like crazy plastic surgery. It's just very...
Oh my God.
Good. You need to watch that.
Where do I watch it?
They're all on Hulu all of a sudden.
I'm watching it.
All of his movies.
And Series of Unfortunate Events too?
Is on Amazon Prime.
Amazon Prime. You don't have to tell me twice.
I would start with Series of... I mean, I really...
Yeah.
It's just... I love it.
Wow. If you love it, I literally love it.
Yeah. What else are you loving? Anything?
What else am I loving? Let's see. You know what I brought back? And it is hilarious, but I said, Jesse, this is going to be you. I brought back my planner. My ironic planner that says 2020 big plans, which is a joke because... Mm-hmm. There's no plans, but I said, I want a calendar. I want to see my week. I want to write things on it so I remember what to look forward to or even what's coming up in my life. And I said, girl, you get that planner. It's just sitting there with dust. Sure, there's not a lot on it, but you could put some stuff on it. So I said, planner, I'm a planner woman and I need a good planner. And, you know, plans are hard to make now, but I will make them. What am I saying? I'm saying I think planners. Maybe I'm a planner.
Listen, Jesse, I love that.
Yeah.
And that's all of that. This week I drove to Walmart and I was like, you know what? I want a notebook. I need to write things down.
Yes.
And that's what I did. I got a yellow 5-star Mead notebook.
Yep.
To write down my things. And, I also am a very big planner. I need to know what's happening in every day.
Yeah.
And my mom's always like, I'm so surprised that that's how you are. And I'm like, well, I can't. She's like, you're so used to being go, go, go. And I'm like, yeah, because I know everything happening in a day. Like a day in the city, yes, okay, maybe there's days where we both will go from 8 a.m. until midnight.
Right.
But those are fully scheduled days.
Scheduled days.
There I know is, that I have 2 hours between this and this. I yep. know what sushi place I'm going to, and I know what yep. waitress I'm going to cry to. You know,
100%.
I need to know all of that. Or else throw a wrench in it and I'm...
through.
So I do love
it's
that.
So true. Thank but, you.
And I think that's why I'm liking being home, because I'm like...
yeah.
For the most part, I don't have to leave these four walls.
Isn't that so funny that, yeah, every day I'm like, did I stand?
Yeah. I mean, yesterday I had to shoot two videos. I had to wow. record something. I interviewed someone from The Bachelor and I had a show. I had to get in drag two times and I never left my room.
Wow.
So, you know.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Life is different now, but it will go back. It will go back.
It will go back and then we'll have to readjust.
When I was in New York, Chris, when we were driving in Astoria, like streets are just taken over by restaurants. Everyone's out and about. I was like, what?
See, I don't know how I feel about that.
I didn't love it. I said, okay, but let's not be crazy.
Let's not throw the disease at each other's faces.
Right. We don't want to be Florida. Let's rein it in.
Okay.
Yeah. Come on now.
You know what, Jesse? I'll tell you what I'm loving. My dad cleaned out his old fishing tackle box, okay? You know those big boxes fishermen take to go fishing?
Yeah, I do. Right?
He cleaned it out because I said, do you still have that old fishing tackle box? And he was like, yeah, I'll clean it out. He cleaned it out. And it has made a huge, huge makeup box for me. Okay? And the little things are removable. I fit everything I have into this big fishing tackle box. And what is more on brand for fat Carrie Bradshaw than having a fishing tackle box as a makeup bag?
That's the truth.
And so I'm loving that, because on the outside I look masked as hell. I look like I'm going out to go catfishing at dawn. Yeah. But really I'm stumbling home from the gig, you know? It's just,
let me just say, I love that. And that's all she wrote. Mm. You know, I love nothing more than a bait and switch on any accessory. You know,
yeah,
all my purses that I just ordered, one looks like a juice carton. Why? Because I want people to think, is she really that thirsty? She walks around with peach juice? No, it's a purse. I love her. You know what I mean?
I do know.
So to have a fishing box be a makeup, I love that. I find it stunning.
And it was a real full circle moment, because
yeah.
you had told me even, 10 years ago for sure, the last time I was living here,
yeah.
if I was like, Dad, can I use your tackle box for makeup?
Yeah.
I can't imagine. But he was out there cleaning it off and was impressed by how I got it organized in there. Let me tell you that.
Aww.
So it was really it was good.
Big.
And I am afraid it's going to like break open or something and all of my shit's going to go everywhere. But
oh, that would be bad.
I have it all in one box and I feel good about it.
I feel good about it. I mean, how heavy is fishing stuff normally? I have no idea.
I think this is definitely heavier than what usually goes in there, because it's usually yeah.
like bait.
Fake worms and bait and shit.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. So we'll be careful of the weight. Maybe hold it from the bottom. You know, hold it from the bottom. Yeah.
I have to bring costume and stuff where I'm going anyway. So I have like a suitcase with 15 little makeup bags in it. So now it's a whole different ballpark.
Hell yeah. I'm obsessed with that. That's stunning. Stunning.
All right, Jesse, are you ready to move on to our middle child of the week? Because we have another submission.
Yes. Oh my God, please.
All right, guys, it's time for... And just a reminder, you can submit yourselves or friends
mm-hmm.
to be middle child of the week, okay? And you can DM me, you can DM Jesse, you can DM yeah. Middle Children Podcast. You can write it in the Facebook group Stuck in the Middle.
That's right.
And, which is run by friend of the show, Icon Lauren. And,
yes.
and, you know, she will definitely take care of you there. Okay, ready? This is from Kitty.
Oh,
she DM'd me on Sunday night.
Wow.
And she says, I've been listening to Middle Children. Each week, I force my mom to listen to the Hallmark movie of the week. She is battling with breast cancer, and we don't have the Hallmark channel hookup. It's the best laughter for her. She always has a commentary for y'all. I myself am a middle child and the self-proclaimed queen of the middle children.
Hell yeah.
Side note, I'm also a redheaded stepchild. Some years, I woke up and I was the middle of three. Other years, younger middle of 10. Okay, so we're talking about a combined family situation, like the baby.
Shoot, yeah.
Okay, 10. Now you ask, middle of 5. So now she's the middle of 5. So there must have been a divorce somewhere.
Okay.
I want to nominate myself for middle child of the week. I love being middle. How have I dated a middle? No, I actually like oldest. Would I date a middle? Depends how they act to get attention.
Sure.
Love the show. Can't wait for tomorrow's ep. I'm thinking I need to buy those extra episodes, but only if I love that for you as a feature.
I see.
Listen, Kitty. Number one, I love your gusto.
Yes.
Okay. We don't get what we want in this world because it's given to us. We get what we want because we ask for it.
We demand it.
Okay. And she dates middle. She dates older because she needs to be the star. And that I really appreciate.
I respect that. I do.
And to your mom, we love you.
Oh my God, we love you.
Thank you for listening. And we got to get this woman a Hallmark hookup.
Yeah, can we give her a Hallmark hookup? What's happening here?
I mean, who has a password for her? I don't have one anymore.
I know, I don't have.
But you know what? You can go on Netflix and find usually a good amount of Hallmark films.
That's the truth. If you just type in Christmas... You're welcome.
Yeah. Kitty.
Start surfing through.
We adore you. Thank you for listening. And yes, sign up for the Patreon because we do I Love That For You in some of the bonus episodes.
Yes, we do. No one knows what we're going to do, including us. But when we do it, boy, do we do it.
We do it. So, listen, we commit to whatever we're doing and we go for it.
We go for it.
Except for sex.
Sex we don't go for. Sex no, we sex sort of just...
Retreat.
Lay low.
Kitty's the best, okay? So, Kitty, join Stuck in the Middle on Facebook, okay? Because people will be celebrating you there.
That's right. You get over there, you be celebrated.
Okay, you little icon.
Oh, I love it. Oh,
I love her. And
I love how much people rallied behind Scarlett last week, too.
It was just a beautiful thing. And Scarlett sent us a thank you video.
I know.
Jessie texted to me. She said, are you ready to cry? And you know what?
Yeah, you better get ready.
I already was on the verge because I was feeling stressed out. And that just really brought me to a good place.
To my knees. I was sobbing.
It was so good.
So cute.
So, Kitty, Scarlett, we love you both.
Yes.
Kitty's mom, we love you. And guys, make sure you're sending in your nominations.
Send them in.
Okay. Are you ready for our next segment? This one's for Kitty's mom.
Yes, I love it. Let's do it.
It is time for
the Hallmark Movie of the Week.
Also, guys, just on this note, if you're not following Hannah Solo, who makes all of our little song intros,
jingles,
she's the theme song, follow her on Instagram because she's maybe the funniest person I've ever followed.
She's so funny.
She does so many character videos. Go to her IGTV videos. They make me literally double over in laughter.
Yeah. She truly just cranks them out. I'm very impressed.
I mean, so good. She's like Baby Magoo, I think, on on Insta.
Wow.
But find her and you'll live. Okay. Are you ready? Okay. Should you start? Do you want to start or should I?
Whatever you want.
Why don't you start? I feel like I started last time.
Okay. Picture this. We open on a theater.
Okay.
Okay. It's the middle of auditions. Okay. You see people tap, tap, tapping. Yeah. You hear a little singing in the background, a hum or two.
Is the theater in the country or is it in the city?
You know, it's funny because it is in the city. Mm-hmm. It's in the city. There's a line and... You know, we see a girl looking at her site music, getting ready to go in. She goes in. She's like, hi, I'm Tammy reading for Gail. They're like, okay, take it from here. It's like 5, 6, 7, 8. Whether you're here or you're somebody else, it's about whether you're here or not. But you could be. And they're like, next. She's like, God, thank you for your time. Walks out. She's like, I can't even. Now, this is actually a musical.
Oh,
Hallmark
yes,
movie it
mama.
Is. So she walks out. You think the song's over. Actually, Chris, the song has just begun. Okay.
Okay.
And she's about to sing a ballad about how she is done. She's done putting it all on the line to be in the back of the line. Time and time again, the line, the line. Where is the line? She's walking down the street of New York. A cab
standing,
sprays
waiting,
water.
Standing, waiting.
Exactly. And, you know, the tap, tap, taps of the city. The city is a big part of it.
The sounds of
and,
the city.
And, you know, we cut to her then going to dinner with someone who uses a line on the dating app. And she's like, where is the line? And then he, you know, tries to make a move. And she's like, get off of me, you freak.
You freak. So, you freak. You stupid little freak.
And he's like, my height's something I'm sensitive about. And she's like, freak.
Short 5'7". Will I get to heaven?
Yep.
My name is Kevin.
Yes.
And
his
so
name
he has
is
a
Kevin.
Song before he's eliminated from the movie.
Exactly. Which we love for him. And then, you know, we go to Rebecca's apartment, and Rebecca slams the door. Her roommate, Christoph, is there, and he's like, easy on the door, you could break it. That's you.
Okay. Easy on the door, she's always slamming.
And she's like, I'm packing up. And he's like, okay, we
I'm
say
moving
this
out.
And it's like, you say that every day. It's like, I'm really leaving, okay? He's like, okay. Rebecca gets a phone call, if you can believe.
Ring, ring.
That somebody saw her YouTube account, okay? And she's booked a lead. But in the middle of Milwaukee.
Where?
Milwaukee.
M-I-L-W-A-U-K-E-E.
That's right. There's a whole number on Milwaukee. It's like, Milwaukee, Milwaukee who? Milwaukee, Milwaukee you. Let's Milwaukee down the street.
Who knows if there'll be anyone to talkie to.
So she's like, Christoph, you should come with me. And he's also a Broadway star, of course. And he's like, why would I do that? And it's like, well, because then we can put our apartment up. We'll make money.
And there's a very touching scene where I say, but I have that callback. And you have to say, like, how many callbacks have you had in the past 10 years? You've never gotten one. And that's a touching
You want a guaranteed role? Come with me to Milwaukee. Mm-hmm. So the two of them are off. They're on a plane. They get there. And... they're greeted at the airport by this adorable nebbish man. He has to be, though, like 6'2", 6'3", something like that. He's tall, but he has a quiet sense. And he's like, I'm picking you up to take you to the theater. The theater. Now, on the way there, he's actually the writer for the show.
Of course he is.
Of course he is. He's a nebbish writer, which we love.
I love nothing more than a writer that doesn't want to be on camera.
I know. It's what a turn on. And he says, I'm so excited you both are here. I've stalked you both on YouTube. You're so funny. And this show really means a lot to me. It's essentially... my story with my mother.
Oh my God.
And I say, oh, interesting. Am I the mother? And he says, we'll do makeup, but that's a little bit of a bruise to the old ego of mine. I thought I was coming down here to be an ingenue. Turns out I have been booked for an over 60 role. Now,
ironically, this is almost the exact plot lines of For Your Consideration. Really? And it's a Jewish play, a Jewish movie where Catherine O'Hara is upset that she's playing the mom. And she uses the word nebbish to describe someone.
Wow. Well, so we've always been a very
geniuses.
Thank you. But, you know, I'm like, it's fine. It's fine. I'll make it work. So the show
I'll
is about
make it work. If it's the last thing that I do,
that's right.
I'll find a role for this young Jew. That's
yes, and that's one of my favorite numbers. It's called Young Jew, and she sings it, you know.
And then I say young at the end.
And yeah, we all laugh. It cuts to black. It's a lot like Annie the movie. Remember that? Mm-hmm, what a time. So he tells us about the show. The show is about him and his mother. So his mother...
So are you playing the mother and I'm playing him?
Exactly.
Amazing.
It's amazing. And it's about how his mother gets dementia. Mm. And
his father, who's not really around,
right,
does come back into the picture.
He does.
Yeah.
Ah, he definitely does. There's that romantic... swing a wing. So he tells us about the story and we get to the theater. Mm-hmm. You take it from here.
Okay, so we get to the theater and you say, I guess I have to be painted up like an old woman now.
Paint me up.
And he says, well, not yet. We'll save that. But let's practice some of the scenes, okay?
Like
so
that.
We get to the theater. It's gorgeous, okay?
Gorgeous.
Who would have thought this theater in the middle of nowhere could make me feel finally at home?
And like I'm somewhere and somebody to something or someone.
So we have a nice song moment there.
Yeah, I like that.
We walk in. Okay, so you get the scene. You're just going bananas, okay? I mean, it requires you to be yelling and saying horrible things and throwing things.
Yes.
But you're really giving it your all. And then you meet the actor who's playing your estranged husband.
Okay.
And Jesse, he's 6'4".
No.
He's 6'4".
6'4".
6'4", my panties fell through the floor. I felt it in my core. And
I'm ready
I hope
to
he
be
makes
a
me sore.
I'm ready to be a whore.
I'll fuck him in this gear or on a beach shore and keep yelling more, more, more. And so that song was actually cut from the final.
It didn't make it.
It didn't make
due
it.
Due to ratings, yeah.
They didn't want to have to rate us R, so they cut it, as well as the cigarettes and cocaine that I did in my scenes. So he's 6'4", and you recognize him.
I do. Ooh.
And you're like, and he says, hi, I'm... Tyler Michael Ferguson.
Wow. A three-namer.
Three-namer, so we know he's big time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he's very sweet.
Yeah.
And he says, you know, I saw you rehearsing. You're very good. I hope I can keep up. He makes a joke. He goes to use the bathroom, and I say, do you know who that is?
Yeah.
Okay, and you say, he looks familiar. And I say, he was a guest star on Girls on HBO.
No way.
And you're like, what? And I'm like, he played one of Lena Dunham's boyfriends in HBO's Girls. And you say, Adam Driver? And I say, no, that's not Adam Driver, but he's in some of the things. So we know he's big time, okay?
Yeah, we do.
So we're like, this is a big production. The big taps in town, okay? And so that's a fun little number. And then we're going to the bathroom, okay? You know what? I say, let's see our dressing rooms.
The dressing rooms, yes.
So we're walking. We hear Tyler on the phone in the hallway.
Okay.
And he says, you have to get me out of here. This is a small town theater. This is not what I signed up for. Who are these nobody actors?
He doesn't.
And we say, nobody. When will I stop being nobody? What? And then we have a beautiful ballad there. And so we're feeling pretty depressed, and we're not ready to deal with him. Okay.
No.
But I say we have a moment where we're debating: should we just quit and go back to New York?
What are we doing here?
I can probably still get my restaurant job back if we go back before my shift tomorrow.
Yeah.
And that's when Ezra, the writer.
What a name.
I live for that name.
Oh my God, what a dream.
Right? I've always wanted to date someone named Ezra.
Absolutely.
I named my son that.
Yes.
But maybe he'd be an Ezra Jr.
That's so cute. Oh,
that's the hope.
Yeah.
And so Ezra comes in and he says, what's wrong? And we're like, nothing.
Nothing.
And that's when I see in his eyes, he's like, please, I need this.
Please.
Now. We see him. And I love nothing more than a nebbish man in distress, okay?
I know.
And I'm like, Jesse, we have to do this for Ezra.
I know.
I mean, he wrote this. It's about his life. And so you say, I'm going to give it all I got. I'm giving it all I got.
Yep. This they is my one shot to give it all I got.
And that man, that 6'5" man, can rot in hell.
In hell, okay. Absolutely.
And so we are really establishing him as the villain.
Yes, we do. We say, I'll give you another three names. Tyler, bleep, and bleep. That's how it ends.
Oh, that's so funny. That's good.
Thank you.
So we get back out there for the rehearsal, okay? Mm-hmm. And now he's out there, Tyler. You have to do the scene with him.
Ugh.
I know. You're nervous. You trip over part of the floor, you know?
Oi.
Like,
yeah.
Oi, Gewiltz, you're making...
I'm schwitzing. Come on now.
And I'm like, pull it together, okay?
Yeah.
We can do this. So you serve it. You give a performance of a lifetime. He starts getting nervous, and you can see. And you say, what's the matter? Big city boy. One show with Lena Dunham. You think you're better than everyone else?
Yeah. Please.
And he's like, what? And you're like, and I'm like, you have to take it down a notch, okay? We have 6 months left of this gig.
Right.
So you two are villains, okay? You're arguing. We see the different rehearsal days, okay? That's how, you know, we see outfit changes. We're learning dances. Different songs. I mean, you know, we look great. Suddenly, it is the week before the show starts, okay?
Wow.
So we start with a scene with Ezra saying, Ezra's also the director.
Yes.
And he's saying, you know, I'm so excited. This is going to be a big show and blah, blah, blah. But where is Tyler? He's not there.
Where's Tyler?
And see, the thing is, you and Tyler started becoming friends, okay? Towards the end of the montage,
we see
things are lightening up. You know, you're hanging out, you're sitting next to each other, sharing French fries, that kind of a thing.
Okay.
So he comes running in late. He says, sorry, I'm so late, blah, blah, blah. Let's get this rehearsal started. We get through the rehearsal. It's the end of rehearsal. You and him are sitting, okay? You're enjoying shared peel string cheese, okay? He's being very cute, and you guys are talking about your future, your dreams.
Yeah, it's so intimate to share string cheese. It really is.
It is. And you say, like, I can't believe over a string of cheese.
Yeah.
So you're talking and he says, you know, you're so much more than this. You could be performing anywhere. And you say, well, I guess not because I'm here.
Right.
And he says, well, I'm here too. And you say, yeah, well, I don't know. I guess we should just make the best, but maybe someday our dreams will come. And he says, maybe that day will be sooner than we think. And you say, maybes and sorries and woes. And it's another, you know.
It's another number, yeah.
And so you guys leave off. You almost kiss because you have like this moment, but then you don't. And then he's like, okay, we'll see you tomorrow. Tomorrow comes. Tyler's not there.
What?
Okay. Where is Tyler? We're all looking. I'm like, Ezra's freaking out. And if Ezra's freaking out, I'm freaking out because Ezra doesn't spoon me if he's freaking out. He's up on that pacing. We've now established Ezra and I are
together and have been.
Yeah.
Essentially the whole time.
Yeah. And I'm like, baby, it's okay. He'll be here. Yeah. He's just running late, you know?
Yeah.
And that's when he says, I have to tell you guys something.
Ezra does.
He's like, Tyler booked the swing role of Fiero in Wicked on Broadway, and he's leaving today. So I don't know what we're going to do. And we are hurt.
Fuming.
We are fuming.
Okay. Oh my God.
You leave Tyler a voicemail saying, you little bitch, you knew exactly what was happening when we talked yesterday.
You knew it.
He knew it. He knew it. He went and fucking blew it.
Oh, yeah.
If I was a psychic, I could have drew it.
But screw it. Screw it all. I hope you fly to the sky and die, Fiero.
He's whatever. He's not there. So we're very upset. God. And there's a montage of us trying to figure it out. He says, I'll bring in this new actor.
Yeah.
This guy's like a nobody. He can't perform.
Great.
And we're like, where did you find this guy? He's like, he was my mailman. He was the first guy I saw.
Okay, Ezra, what's happened?
And we're like, the USPS doesn't deliver on time. And we're talking about lines.
Yeah, exactly.
About his lines, because he doesn't know them.
Yeah.
So it's all really stressed out. You're pissed, okay?
I'm so pissed.
There's a touching scene of you and I talking in the house that we stay in.
Yeah.
And you're like, you know, I was starting to get feelings for him. And I say, I know you were. You know, I could tell.
You were sharing string cheese.
And you're like, I always get hurt. And I'm like, well, I'm going to go. I have to go tend to Ezra.
Rub his back.
So I leave. You have a glass of wine. You're sitting on a porch in the country on a swing. And that's when you have your
big
iconic,
number.
Your big number, the ballot. When is it my time?
When is it my time? When will it be my time to shine? When will it be my time to shine? When will it be my time to rise above it? To be above it. Click clock goes the clock. I'm only 32 and yet I'm playing 62. Where's the time?
Where is the time?
Beautiful.
And it's stunning. And so the next day is the show opening day.
Yeah.
And we're panicked because He doesn't know his lines, okay?
Stop.
And so we're getting into makeup. We're all stressed out. The costume's not fitting the other new guy. And that's when you're looking in the mirror and you're giving yourself your pep talk, talk of, I can do this.
Yeah.
And that's when we hear...
Knock, knock, knock.
Knock, knock, knock on the door. You turn around and there is... There is Tyler.
Ugh.
And you take over.
And I'm like, here to see the show. He's like, no, I'm here to be in the show. And I'm like, well, that's real rich.
That ship has sailed.
Yeah. And he's like, well, technically it hasn't. I did speak to Ezra, and the UPS guy would be thrilled if I stepped in.
That ship has sailed. The guy with the mail is the one who's gonna star.
Yeah.
You're slower than a snail.
That's right.
One big fat fail. So tuck your tail.
I'm thirsty. Get me a water pail.
And he's like, you want a whole pail of water?
And I say, yes. And we have a big fight. And Ezra's like, this is good energy. Because as you recall in the show, your husband comes in who's left you because you have dementia. You get into a huge fight and then you reconcile. Mm. And I say, well, if the character wants to reconcile, and he says, well, that's what's written in the script. So remember, just stay on script. I'm like, well, I hope I can. He's like, no, definitely do that, please. Okay. It's important for me. It's important for you. Also, there's some big people here today. I'm like, oh, great. What does that even mean?
And
you say, just focus with me. Let's just do this show the way we planned it. You know, the show is called Dementia Forget Me Not.
Forget Me Not the Musical.
Forget Me Not the Musical. And it's a lot about dealing with dementia, dealing mm-hmm. with change, dealing with love, compassion, how to support someone going through that, mm. how to make them feel like it's okay because it can be really scary. And so you and I in it, it's a majority, you know, where we fight sometimes because I, you know, I think I'm somewhere else. I think you're robbing me. And I'm like, get out. And you're like, I'm your son. I say, get out, you freak stranger.
She doesn't even remember who I am.
Yeah.
I have to put my feelings in a can. Sometimes she calls me my brother's name, which is Dan.
Yeah, and I'm like, who is that man? And, you know, there's the part where Tyler comes in and the fight between us feels really real, okay? Because I'm like, just get out. Go. You're too good for this. Then live your life somewhere else. I don't need you.
And the audience is crying.
Audience is sobbing.
Like, is that Meryl Streep?
That's what they say, which is true. And I say,
is that an older Meryl Streep?
Right. And I'm like, younger, younger, younger. But I'm going with it because I know I'm giving the performance of a lifetime. And so he says, in the show, he says, forgive me. And I say, who even are you? Mm. And he's like, you have to forgive me so I can start over. Then let's start over. And I say, start over. I don't even know. Where do we start? And he says, let's start at the very
beginning. The very best place to start.
Now that was my favorite song. So when he starts singing it, I remember I say, when you read, you begin with A, B, C. When you sing, you begin with Do, Re, Mi. And we have a real moment where that's our way back into each other. Mm. Because
you have a moment of lucidity.
Lucidity. And that's when I recognize him and I recognize you, and we all start singing The Sound of Music, which no one saw coming.
Yeah, I bust out in Julie Andrews' drag.
And, you know, the show is a roaring success. The curtain goes down. I go to my dressing room and he follows Tyler and he's like, wait, that was amazing. I say, yeah, I know. And he says,
no thanks to you.
Yeah, no thanks to you. And he's like, can we start at the very beginning? And I'm like, don't do what happened in the play to me now, okay?
I'm sick of getting hurt.
Yeah.
From these stupid flirts.
Yeah.
I don't mean to be curt.
Right.
But keep on your shirt.
Keep on your shirt. And this is a reprise also of like, I'm a nobody, but somebody will see me as somebody. And nobody's telling me nobody I'll be. So line up your bodies and your where bodies and your dead bodies, because I'm a somebody
now.
Exactly. And Ezra comes backstage and he's like, you guys.
Oh, and you know what? I just need, it's very important at that moment in the scene.
Yes.
There is very similar to Frozen, the musical, a string pulls, your outfit pulls off of you and you're wearing a glamorous dress.
Thank God.
Yeah.
Okay. Cause thank God. And my old makeup goes off and people are like, oh, she's really youthful. We couldn't tell. That was great. Yeah, stage makeup.
Is that Lucy Hale?
Is that Lucy? Thank you for that. Is that Lucy Hale?
And that's a skinny Lucy Hale.
Oh, God. Can you imagine? A skinny Lucy Hale. And I'm like, thank you for that. And so Ezra's like, there were some big people here today. And by big, I mean some Broadway people. And we're like, how funny, we had to go to Milwaukee to be seen by the Broadway people I was literally right in front of. It's the same guy from the beginning of the show that screamed, next.
Ugh.
And he's like, you both were fabulous. All of you were fabulous. We want to bring you to New York.
Oh, my God.
And let's get you going on the off-Broadway circuit.
And we're Ezra's like, Ezra's standing there looking terrified. We're supposed to be there for 6 more months.
Terrified. But Ezra's like, can I think about it? And you're like, he doesn't need to think about it. We'll be there. Mm. And there's a real moment because now all of our dreams are coming true. We're going back with the jobs we wanted. But, you know, New York, really, it was hard to feel loved there for a long time. So we head back to the city, but there's a lot of reservation. But we open the first show and it's a raging hit.
Mm.
And people are like, you're an overnight success. And we're both like, overnight to you?
Yeah.
We've been working for 12 years. Don't you recognize me? I served you at my restaurant, is what
just
you say to the critic.
Just another faceless waiter.
Oh.
Just another nameless name.
A bush.
Just another shameless audition. Where I will be struck down.
Ooh.
But then that's like a flashback.
That's a flashback in that. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And that one's all about, it's like an overnight success to you. Overnight to who? You're looking at a Jew. You know, and so it's quite a number, just all about how, you know, it's not overnight for them. They've been working at this for a while, but it does feel like overnight their dreams have come true and they're trying to figure out how to deal with it. So it's enough, you know, they've got their dream now. They're living the life they always wanted. Mm. And yet she, you know, and Tyler, they haven't really mended things. He leaves string cheese at her dressing room door every night. Every single night. Oh my
God, he's obsessed with her.
It really feels almost obsessive. And he does call her Sclusy Lou, and that's for skinny Lucy Hale. So... we do the show again the way it always goes, but you know, the part where it's about forgive me, he's like, let's start at the very beginning. He gets down on one knee. He says the very best place to start. I look shocked, and he's like, I want to start over. And by start over, I mean start a life together. You married me once. Can you marry me again? And I'm like, God. Is this, did Ezra throw a new script out and I missed the changes? And you're like, oh my God. And time stops. And there is a number all about what is a proposal? What is marriage? What is any of this? Or should we discuss this? You know, but this is Hallmark. And it's about, the song is about, you know, time stops for eternity. Time stops for you and me. Who will we be?
Can't you see? It's time for me.
Yeah. And then you take it home.
Okay, so you say time stops for nobody. Right. And so is he still on his knee?
He's still on his knee. Time stopped. Great. That song was in a Frozen.
The time stopped. Got it.
Exactly.
Okay. So time is back, okay? And time's back. You say, and I'm standing there and I say, "What is she gonna do?" What is she gonna do? And that's the last big chorus song where she gonna do? Will she say yes? Will she say yes? Will she say yes to the dress?
Yeah.
And everyone's jazz handsing while we're waiting for your decision.
Yeah.
And you look at me and you say, well, what have I got to lose? Okay.
Yeah.
And so the red curtain falls. Okay. At that. The red curtain comes back up.
Okay.
And it's a much bigger theater. It's huge.
Oh,
we're like at the Gershwin, okay? Which is where Wicked is. They're off, okay? Ironically. Okay. And we're there performing, and you're dressed, I mean, like Lady Gaga at the end of A Star Is Born.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're holding bouquets, and they're being thrown at you and me as well. And, and we see like sold out on the marquee, you know.
Yes.
It's you know, it's been some time, and the curtain falls, we step off stage and you kiss him, okay? Tyler.
Yeah.
And you say, and he says, somebody loved his mommy's performance, and hands you what we now know is your baby. The show's been going on for 2 years.
Oh my God.
And you say, oh, thanks. And he's like, I'm going to go get a bottle. And Ezra and I are married and it's clear. And he says, I have to go do something. And then it's just you and I standing there with the baby. And that's when our final number, closing number kicks in.
Yeah.
We finally did it. We did it. They said you couldn't
do it.
But we did it. And there's obviously more.
It's about, I think it's even the reprise of, because now we're somebody.
Yeah, that's actually what it is. It's that. And so it's that, and we have a nice moment together that we finally made it.
Yeah.
And then the credits start rolling. The
credits roll, honey. Wow.
I'm crying thinking about the end.
I know. What is it called?
I think it's called
Becoming Somebody's.
Becoming Somebody. Yeah. That's it.
That's
Becoming
it.
Somebody.
Yeah.
Becoming somebody. Becoming somebody.
Somebody.
I once was a nobody. I once was a nobody. And we also have songs in other languages. It's very amazing.
It's it's very, I mean, it's really quite a quite a show, I'll tell you that much.
Oh wow, listen,
beautiful.
We just did a musical. Okay,
we did.
I'm impressed with us.
I'm really impressed.
That's I mean, to make up off the top of our heads, people, if you're at home thinking that's not the right line to that song,
we're working it through.
We're
okay?
trying.
This is the workshop. But this, I think that could be definitely a wonderful show.
I mean, an amazing show, I think.
Yeah, I love
Jesse,
it.
Jesse, are you ready for our last and final quick little segment?
Take it home. Yeah.
All right, ready? So this one, it's time for... Okay, guys, as you know, we love to praise our reviewers.
We love it.
So if you haven't reviewed us yet, please do so, okay? This one, the name is Don't Take Them Down. And you know what that's from?
Ah!
From the trees.
Take them down.
Exactly. Okay, 5 stars. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And I think, her other name's Livelson or something like that. So I'm going to say it's Liv.
Liv, I love
Let's say this girl's name's Olivia.
Yeah.
Okay. Literally amazing. These two have so much talent, and put together, it makes for one of the best hours of my week. Wait, hold on. This is the wrong one. We're going to do two.
Okay.
Okay, so we're going to do this one too. Okay, Olivia? Because this one, she says, I'm constantly cackling and wanting more listening to middle children. A must listen. So keep Olivia in your mind, but we're also going to do Jana. And her name is Jana of the Ozarks. Okay, and she did 5 stars. And she says, this is not just a fun podcast, but a requirement in all caps for my mental health. I have never LOL'd so much at any other podcast. Thank you, Chris and Jesse, for helping me get through this crazy time. Y'all are the best distraction ever. Going to check out your Patreon right now.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, so we have Jana and Olivia.
Okay.
Jana and Olivia are two, I mean, they don't know each other, but if they did, you would think they knew each other for light years, because
thick as
they're
thieves.
Both so warm, and
yes.
they can create relationships with just about anybody, okay?
Yes, they can.
And they both are just the straw in their friend groups. They keep everyone together.
Yeah.
They're constantly lifting people up, okay?
Yes.
And they're both just stunning inside and out.
Yes. They find really great things, and they say, everyone's got to download this. Everyone's got to listen to this. I want to make your life better. I want to make your life better. They don't just hold it in. They give it out. You know what I'm trying to say?
Yes.
And they've got, you know, they're that friend who brings reusable straws.
Yes,
to
yes.
a restaurant, and they say, hey, first of all, can we all help the turtles? Second of all, can we all just agree that everything's a little better out of a straw, and let's make it a fashion statement? They've got those fun straws, and they pass them out, and you gotta love a gift at brunch. I know.
Yes.
I do. I love a good gift.
Who doesn't love a gift at brunch?
I know. It's so sweet.
They're both icons. They also pay for brunch, okay? Because they say,
oh, wow,
I got
this. It's on me.
They're very wealthy because they're so smart and talented.
Exactly.
You know?
Wealth is one of those things that just, it has to do with character.
It exudes from them.
Yes, it does.
And you know what, guys? That's Jana and that is Olivia, okay?
And we love you both.
We adore them. And we love all of you. So,
yes.
On that note, make sure you join the Facebook group Stuck in the Middle.
Yeah.
Make sure you follow us on Instagram, Middle Children Podcast.
Yep.
And if you want more, join our Patreon, patreon.com/middlechildren. And you know what? You're all rock stars and live every day like you are an older.
We love you. Talk to you soon. Bye.
Bye.
Middle Children is produced by Cameron Rood.
Our theme song is written and performed by Hannah Solo and Alex Mitchell.
With photography by Sarah Nathan.
And artwork by Abby Lloyd.